Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that we'll hear is a little portion of from the two readings that we just heard previously. The first is from the Old Testament part of the text from 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, and this is starting with verse 15. Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. And then from Matthew 26, verse 39. Jesus went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. So far our text. Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, was one of the good Old Testament kings. He believed in God and led God's people according to God's word and God's will. It happened that the Moabites, Ammonites, and others came to fight against Judah. Jehoshaphat gathered the people of Judah together. They humbly fasted and prayed. Jehoshaphat pleaded with God, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. We're told, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. Sometimes things happen in life that hit us very hard and stop us in our tracks. They are too big for us to handle on our own, and we're not sure just what to do. Especially at such times, we need to look to God to help us. The psalmist says, trust in the Lord at all times. Pour out your heart before him. Don't you love that? All the thoughts that are going through our heads, all the worries and concerns in our hearts, the Lord says, pour them out. Just tell them. Talk to me about them. Pour out your heart before the Lord. God is a refuge for us. God is our safe place. We're told, now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. And that's a beautiful, touching picture. The people were afraid. We're told that the king Jehoshaphat, he was afraid. But they looked to the Lord and they stood there. The men, the husbands, fathers, the women, the mothers, the wives, and the children, they all stood there looking to the Lord. You know, Lord, we are depending on you. Now, suppose somebody came to you, said, I really have a big problem, and I can't handle this by myself. I need your help. Well, of course, we would help that person. And that's exactly, as we'll see, what God did. The Lord told Jehoshaphat and the people, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Even before God delivered Judah from their enemies, the Levite choir praised God for his promised deliverance. We're told the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. The Lord sends us trials at times to test our faith. Will we humble ourselves before him like Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah? Or will we try to fight God's will? and rely on ourselves and other people and other things instead of relying on God? Will we feel sorry for ourselves and tell God that what we're going through is too much? It's not fair? Will we dwell on our worries and our fears? Or will we look to God, submit to His will, and keep placing our trust in Him? And yeah, it's a struggle. Fears come and go. Lord, here I am. Help me. I'm looking to You. Keep placing your trust in Him. We are not in control of our lives. God is, and we all know that. But sometimes, when we're going through tough times, or sometimes we've got our heart or our mind set on something, God has to let things happen in our lives to remind us, I'm not in control, Lord. You are. Why resist God when He is the only one who can give us the help that we really need? Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 124, verse 8, and also in the liturgy of the Lutheran hymnal. We learn from the example of King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah to come before God for help. We learn to praise God for His deliverance before it happens. Think about that. They hadn't even been delivered yet, and they were singing God's praises for their deliverance. We learn to praise God for His deliverance before it happens because God promises in His Word that He will deliver us. After we pray, we say amen. And what are we taught in catechism? Amen means yes, it shall be so. That's not God's going to give me everything I want, but yes, God always answers my prayers. In the face of humanly impossible odds, Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah trusted in God, and God completely defeated their enemies. Jesus says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Our Lord tells us, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will glorify me. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. The night before Jesus died, knowing what was coming, He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Jesus knew the terrible pain and suffering that His enemies would cause Him. Much more than that, Jesus knew the terrible pain and suffering your sins and my sins would cause Him. Luke tells us, being in agony, Jesus prayed more earnestly. Then His sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Jesus pleaded with His Father that He not have to suffer and die. But that was the only way we could be saved. And Jesus submitted to His Father's will. Because we're sinful, we can at times really struggle to submit to God's will. We often fail. Jesus was tempted to resist His Father's will that He suffer and die. Unlike us, Jesus perfectly, completely submitted to His Father's will. As Scripture says, Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says that for the joy set before Him, Jesus endured the cross in the midst of His agony in Gethsemane and His agony on the cross. Jesus had joy in His heart, knowing that He would die and rise again and save us. Isaiah had prophesied about Jesus' death and resurrection. He, the Father, will see the labor of His, of Jesus' soul, and be satisfied, from Isaiah 53. Just before Jesus died, what did He say? It is finished, which can also be translated, it is paid in full. By His perfect life And in his innocent suffering and death, Jesus paid for every sin of every sinner. Remember that for yourself. And remember that when you comfort somebody else. God so loved the whole world. That's every sinner. Peter says, Jesus of Nazareth, God raised up, having loosed the pains of death. The Father raised Jesus from the dead, showing that Jesus had done everything his Father had sent him to do to save us. The battle is not yours, but God's. We sure see how that fit in our Old Testament reading. That fits for everything in life, doesn't it? The battle isn't ours, it's God's. God alone defeated the enemies of Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. Jesus alone defeated Satan and sin and death and hell for us. The psalmist praises God, there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. Psalm 130, verse 4. Feared? Held in awe. We sinners stand in awe of God and his complete, free forgiveness. There is nothing we have to do, nothing we can do to make up for our sins. Jesus did everything that had to be done for our salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our sins are forgiven. Our guilt is gone. And we are going to heaven just by believing in Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How hard it can be for us to humble ourselves before God, submit to his will, and place all our trust in him. Jesus humbly, perfectly submitted to his Father's will to the point of death on the cross, and we are saved. Grant that I may willingly bear with thee my crosses, learning humbleness of thee, peace midst pain and losses. May I give thee love for love. Hear me, O my Savior, that I may in heaven above sing thy praise forever. Amen.